From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United Nations is calling for an international inquiry into Saturday's airstrike in Yemen for possible war crimes. The strike hit a funeral gathering in the capital Sana'a, killing 140 people and wounding hundreds more. The Saudi-led coalition is suspected. Riyadh has launched an investigation. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon denounced the attack.
Excuses ring hollow, given the pattern of violence throughout the conflict. Parties cannot hide behind the fog of this war. A man-made catastrophe is unfolding before our eyes.
The UN Human Rights Chief Zayed Raad Al Hussein renewed his call for an investigation, saying the bombing of a funeral cannot go unpunished. His spokesperson is Ravina Shamdasani.
There needs to be accountability. There needs to be justice. The fact that there isn't justice and accountability is allowing these very serious violations to go on with impunity.
UN envoy to Yemen Ismail Oud Sheikh Ahmed said in his words, everything possible must be done to ensure authors of these heinous attacks face justice. He called on the Saudi coalition to publish the results of its findings into the strikes. The UN estimates more than 4,100 civilians have been killed, thousands more wounded, since the Saudi-led air campaign began in March last year. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, on the second leg of her three-nation trip to Africa, Monday announced an $86 million economic and security package for Niger, aimed at fighting terrorism and stemming the migrant influx to Europe. Most migrants fleeing Africa via Libya come through Niger. Nigerian President Mahamadou Issoufou said German troops will be part of a logistics center in Niamey in an effort to combat jihadism in Mali. Ms. Merkel, who visited Mali, goes next to Ethiopia, admitted that efforts to stabilize Africa as a root cause of mass migration is a long-term project. This